Okay, so I'm experimenting with alpha lipoic acid for the next 30 days. Antioxidant support. I'm also experimenting with creatine, not as much as I was, but I'm just experimenting alongside of alpha lipoic acid, LIPOIC. We've been lied to, people. We've been lied to. A lot of this stuff you get in organ meat, if you can take some organ meat and start eating that like two or three times a week, you won't need any supplements at all, really. But I sometimes forget to get, it's just hard to do, like, it's just a lot going on. Two jobs, remodeling. It's hard to remember to cook. I just eat out more. Something I learned from a doctor online, he said if you eat three meats, there's more of a chance that your amino acid chain will stay in intact. And it won't break off into carbs, you know. But also learned that doing some exercise, especially bike riding, breaks down your muscles, and it actually really, you know, just doing something like riding a bike, it really helps you. It really does a good job. But that's not the reason I was doing this recording. The reason I'm doing this recording, because I was in a conversation, text conversation, and then when you're talking to another believer, you grow exponentially. It's just hard to believe how much it affects you. When you got somebody else who's growing, and you're in communication with somebody like that, you see things you never saw before, or you see it in a different light, you know? And so what I was wanting to talk about was how everything's a pattern after Jesus in series and sequence. And so it's a training program. The cycles of time are designed to cut and turn and develop you, just like a baby in the womb is being turned and developed, you know, over time, it's being changed and developed. And so just like in the womb, the baby's growing, you're in the Mother Earth womb and you're growing. And so the repeat cycles over and over and over and over and over could get monotonous. But if you find something you enjoy, it's not as monotonous. And you can use the monotonous repeat cycle instead of going into a midlife crisis or something like that. You can actually use it to grow in the inner man day by day. And so instead of the sine wave or the cycles controlling you, you can control the cycles because you already know what's going to happen before it happens. You already know what's going to happen before it happens. You already know what's going to happen before it happens. You know that winter's on the way. You know that spring is on the way. You know that summer. You know that your car is going to need an oil change. You know that you need a battery. You know that you need to maintain because everything's a repeat cycle. You already know what's going to happen before it happens. You knew Russia was going to attack because they're always attacking. It's in the Bible. It's in Revelation. You know China's attacking. Now, they might not be attacking physically, but they're attacking in other ways, psychologically and digitally. You know China's attacking. You know Russia, because that's in the Bible. Gog and Magog, the East and the North, attack Israel. You know the Jewish people, Jewish state's always under attack, because it's in the Bible. It's a repeat. You know that Wile E. Coyote is going to chase Roadrunner. You know the flesh always persecutes the spirit. You know that Eve's desires unto her husband. You know that somebody under authority a lot of times hates their authority, but they need their authority. There's nothing new. If you go to a job, you know there's going to be people on the job that are always trying to get over, trying to pull you down. You see the negative, but you also see the positive. You know that if there's going to be a positive, there's going to be a negative. You know if there's going to be a negative, there's going to be a positive. you know, there's a balancing act going on. There's an equation. There's a sine wave repeat. The sine wave is in the music. It's on the dramas. It's in your life. It's in your body. It's in the night and the day. The time. It's in the clock. The clock is a sine wave. Everything is a cycle, repeat, sine wave. Up and down, up and down, up and down. You know it's in the series. It's in Star Trek, Star Wars. It's in Dr. Phil shows. It's in Jerry Springer. It's in whatever series, all the next Netflix series. It's all the same truth. It's in stock market. It's in Twitter. Oh, no. Elon Musk is going to jail. He's under investigation. And then it just changes, flips on you, you know. It's always up and down, up and down. Amber Heard, oh no. But see, here's the thing. You don't have to let the sine wave control you. You can control the sine wave. You already know what's going to happen before it happens. You already know there's going to be a problem. There's going to be a success. There's going to be an overcome. And then when you're going to climb the mountain and achieve it. But on the other side, you're going to drop. And then you have to have a new mountain. You climb one mountain and you get good at that mountain, and then you say, well, I need something else to climb. So you climb the next level, then it drops. You rise up, you drop. You rise up, you drop. You rise up, you drop. It just keeps happening. You know, there's distractions. You get focused. You know, as soon as you get focused on something, there's going to be a distraction. You know people's habits. They're idiosyncrasies. You know, they don't even see their own habits, though you can see it. They can't see it. It repeats. Repeat and repeat. It repeats. What's the secret? You look at the outside, you notice the patterns, and it's actually a reflection of the inside. And so as you get older, as you go through enough cycles, you should be able to be more stable. And even though the outside is unstable, and you can be steady state, and you set your intention for a focus or a goal, and you play the long game. You don't play the short game. You play the long game. It don't matter what it is. In a relationship, in a job, in investing, you play the long game. Because if you play the short game, you're going to keep playing short games. You'll never get anywhere. You set your intention to play the long game, period. No matter what happens, you keep playing the long game. That's how China has survived all these thousands of years. They play the long game. The problem with the USA is they're wanting to play the short game. Russia plays the long game. China plays the long game. Canada evidently is playing the long game. You don't see them changing much. I guess the USA is playing the long game because the whole thing's just a revived Roman Empire. That's all it is. And so the Roman Empire just divided up into 10 toes. It never changed. They're all connected. Think about it. You're stuck on this earth. You're stuck in 3D. Really, 3D is really easy to understand. Just look at the sky, look at the weather, look at the cyclones, look at the tornadoes, look at the rain, look at the sun. It repeats. If you can't see it, something's wrong. You don't even have to be too old to see that the sun repeats, the weather repeats, the patterns repeat. If they can judge the weather and tell you what the weather's going to be tomorrow, don't you think they can judge what's going to happen with the human? Now, there is a shift going on. People are becoming more spiritually minded, but they're going to the. But we even know that game. The devil sees the saints growing and getting more knowledge. So the devil had to come up with a copycat system where he's trying to make everybody a new age version. Oh, they're spiritual because they're new age. No, they're not spiritual. It's just a fleshly idolatry. Somebody made a comment yesterday. She said, the humanity swimming in idolatry and self-worship. This is what she said. Yeah, I think that's it. It might not be verbatim, but she said, humanity is swimming in idolatry and self-worship, which is foolishness. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. So humanity's swimming in foolishness, but they talk a big talk like they're wise. All the gurus sound wise, don't they? Now you can be wise to the 3D if you just look at the, if you meditate on any object, you can get a lot of lessons. Like if you look at a tree, so how does a tree, think about how a tree, so what, look out in your backyard. That tree was here before you were born. And that tree's going to be here after you're dead. Now, how does that tree continue in its longevity, in its state of longevity? Just stay, it's got its roots. It's got its roots down in the ground deep, right? And as a tree, as that tree grows, the outer layer gets stronger. So the inside, the nutrients are flowing, but the outside is like a strong, it's hard to penetrate the tree because of the bark and the different layers of bark. So as you get different, as you want, if you want longevity, the inside has to flow. There has to be a spirit flow. There has to be flow. There has to be some exercise. There has to be some internal flowing. The blood has to flow, right? You have to move around. But it's not just the flow in the physical, but you have to be flowing in the spiritual. You have to be flowing in your words, in your thoughts. Your mind has to flow. The outside gets more tough over the years because you've been hit by the waves of life. And so as the outside gets stronger, the inside is flowing, and the outside is pretty much steady state. You become like a tree. If you can keep the internal flowing and not, see, one thing we talked about was how everything's a copy after Jesus. And so the pattern that God set before the foundation of the world was in Christ. By Him all things consist, from Him, through Him, and to Him. God made all things by Jesus, through Jesus. And so He is the pattern. And He walked down here and set a pattern, a path for us to follow. And what is that path? Well, you see it in Galatians 5:22, love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. You stand by faith. You walk by faith. You stand by faith. We're not under law. We're under grace. And so it's not a state. You're not, the reason you're here is to grow. You're not perfect. You're perfect in Christ. Christ in you is perfect, but you're still in the sanctification process. So what are you doing down here? You're growing. You're learning to love. You're learning truth. You're learning patience. You're learning to endure. You're learning to see other people's perspectives. If you cannot see somebody else's perspective, then you're blind. If you can't understand another person's perspective, your marriage is going to be ruined. Your job is going to be ruined. Your mind is ruined. You have to learn to look at life through another person's eyes. If you can't do that, you're blind. You've got to do it. You've got to be able to look at life through the legalist eyes. You've got to be able to look at life through the narcissist's eyes. You've got to be able to look at life through the child's eyes. You got to be able to look at life, if you're a man, and think about how the woman's viewing this thing. If you're a woman, think about how the man's viewing it. Men and women are different. If you can't see life through the other person's eyes or perspective, you'll never be able to function down here. Because your perspective is not the only perspective. You've got to be able to see life through God's eyes. You need something outside of 3D to see God's perspective. And what is it? His word. His word won't return void. His word's forever settled in heaven. So when you rightly divide the word of truth, you see it from God's eyes. You can see the dispensations of time. You can see the whole process from Genesis to Revelation, what He's doing. He's revealing Jesus. Not only is He revealing Jesus to the whole world, He's revealing Jesus in you. Here's a good experiment, a thought experiment, okay? Now, look at an object. So I've got some dental floss right here in front of me. So I'm looking at this object. Now, what's the next step? Observe myself from the outside in, looking at this object. So I'm looking at the object, but I'm stepping outside of myself, and I'm looking at myself, looking at the object. Now, step three. So step one is I'm looking at the dental floss. Step two is I'm outside of myself, looking at myself, watching the dental floss. Step three, who is that person that is watching me watch the dental floss? How can I step outside of myself, pay attention to my thoughts and me watching the dental floss? I'm thinking about the dental floss, but there's somebody outside of me that's watching the dental floss. How do I do that? Christ in you, the hope of glory. That means you're a piece cut off from God. Source allows you, when you're in Christ, seated in the heavenlies, you can watch yourself watching the object. I got a bottle of creatine right here. I can watch myself in my mind's eye, not that I'm leaving my body or anything, but I can just watch myself in my mind that I'm watching this creatine as, and along at the same time, I'm watching myself speak into this phone, this audio that I'm going to upload. So I got in one hand the creatine, in the other hand the phone, and I'm watching myself to do two things at one time. Now, who is that person? That's two. Who is that person? Number three, who is that person that's watching me, watching myself with the phone and the creatine? There's three processes there. As I'm speaking, I'm listening to my words. Who is that? As I'm speaking it, I'm acting it out in 3D. But there's somebody watching me act it out in 3D if you get good at that. In other words, here's the secret. So you go about your day and you have thoughts that come in your mind. If you're not aware of your thoughts, you're still in the AI flesh mind. You're just running on a program. But when you step outside the program and you become aware of your thoughts, your conversation, your words, your yesterday's thoughts, if you can watch yourself grow from an outside perspective, you stepped into a next level understanding. But if you're just running on a response, instead of being in response mode all the time, you don't have to respond to people. You don't have to respond to situations. You don't have to respond to anything. You can just sit there and be not on a log. This is the gray water. You can actually apply the gray rock method that you use on narcissists to yourself. If something upsets you, okay, so let's say a bill, let's say I pay a bill and they charge me twice. Now I can get mad and get upset and I get all bent out of shape. Why are you charging me twice? But then instead of doing that, you can say, okay, these idiots charged me twice, so let me call them. And then even saying idiots, you shouldn't say that. Call no man a fool, the Bible says. But these idiots charged my car twice. So instead of getting mad, let's call them. Now, if they're not wanting to do anything about it, then you can put the pressure on them and act and say, well, I'm going to talk to your manager. Somebody's going to get in trouble. I'm mad. But you're just really not mad. You're trying to get the thing going, because sometimes people need the law. This is why some policemen get in trouble. They put on that little uniform and they forget. They're just acting. They're not a policeman. They're just they're not the authority. They're acting in somebody else's stead. So when you're down here on 3D Earth, you're just acting. You're an ambassador in Christ's stead. You're not your own. You've been bought with a price. The unsaved, they're not even themselves. They're acting according to the devil. Their daddy's the devil. So they're actors of the devil. So you're actors of God. So there's two factions going on at all times. The devil and his minions trying to upset you, and God and his saints who are trying to bring you back to peace. The saints want to bring you to peace. The ain'ts want to upset you. The ain'ts want to take away your peace. The saints want to teach you how to have peace. It's two group of actors. One is acting for evil and one is acting for good. Which one are you? If you go put on a uniform for your job, are you that person? No. You're just acting in their stead. So they give you a job, put your name tag on, put your uniform on, whatever you got to wear. You're going in, you're acting in their place. It's their job, it's their business. You act according to the role that they give you. Now, if you can find a role that you're good at, they need you more than you need them, because you can go get a job any day, anywhere, all anytime you want, because you're good at your job. And actually, they follow you because they listen to your advice. Because you're so good at it, you have better advice than they do. My point is, as you act down here in enough cycles, you already know what's going to happen. You get good at it. You become the guru. They follow you. Lastly, the universe has universal patterns. And if you follow the universal patterns, whether it's investing, whether it's love your neighbors, yourself, forgive, no bitterness, patience, you follow the universal patterns that Jesus set out before he even created this place, then you're going to be in the flow. And you don't have to be in a hurry. The universe is not in a hurry. You don't have to be in a hurry. Everything you need. Just like when this bicycle situation, I could have walked around the block before I bought the bicycle, walked up a hill and got just as much benefit before I, but my point is I didn't have to be in a hurry, but I did jump the gun a little bit. Really, I found such a good deal, I had to jump the gun. Sometimes there's something, you know, when you set your intention, okay, so you set your intention for a goal or something, and then something will break. Once you set your intention, something's going to happen, and it's going to be right in front of you. So then you have to make a quick decision. But you've already made you've already set the pattern 6 months, 3 months, 1 month ahead of time, and then all of a sudden it's going to appear because you set the intention. And when it shows up right in front of you, you move fast then. But you had already set the pattern a long time ago. If you do some thought experiments, you'll see what I'm talking about. You just do some small thought experiments. Let's say you want to do something that's like you need somebody to mow your yard or you need some help doing something. Let's just say whatever it is. Find something you need, something small, you need some help doing something. Set that in your mind. And see if it doesn't appear. Or you need something. Let's say you need something, but it's not urgent. But you really need something. Set that in your mind and watch it appear. It has to appear because it's a copy machine after Jesus. And so this copy machine starts with a seed. And the spirit of your mind is the seed. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The words I speak, they're spirit and life. So the seed of the word of God was before 3D even appeared. And so the seed is forever settled in heaven. The earth plane is the birthing plane. That's why they call it Mother Earth. Set the pattern in your mind, whatever it is, by faith, and watch it appear. And if you think this is a joke, try the spirits. Do the experiment. Do the experiment. What else have you got to do? Because if you learn this, then you realize all things are possible once you start to see it. And do it for, try the, what's wrong with experimenting? let's say you need a keychain. Well, I need a keychain. Instead of going down here to Walmart or buying one, just think about it for a few days. Just write it down on a piece of paper, put it in your pocket, and walk around with it. And somebody might even give you a keychain. Something stupid, something small. Try it. Test it. See if it doesn't happen. Because it's a copy machine. Why is it a copy machine? Because he said, be fruitful and multiply. Multiply. Plywood. Press together. He said, God made man in his image. Image is copy. Imagination is image, nation, image birthing. So your imagination is your image birthing, image copy, copy machine. Your imagination is where the seed starts, and it's a copy machine. And if you imagine it over and over and over and over and over, it has to appear.